So, Paul, I understand you're in one of the vans heading for Standing Rock. Please tell us what's going on.
Well, we're just getting out of Portland. We're a couple hours delayed because so many people brought donations that they had to rent an extra van. But now there's 9 vehicles on the road heading towards Standing Rock. So, you know, there's a couple with equipment, and I'm in a van with 6 Native American veterans. And this morning, there was it started out with a sacred pipe prayer ceremony, and then a send-off breakfast. There's probably a good 150 people there. There's really a lot of people out there to send the group off. Elder Buzz Nelson gave a talk. He's the grandfather of Chairman Dave Archambault of Standing Rock, and they read a letter from the chairman expressing appreciation for what people in Portland and the Northwest are doing in solidarity with Standing Rock.
Eddie Lara is a Native American and a U.S. Navy veteran who felt compelled to make the trip to Standing Rock. He shared his thoughts.
I came up from Corvallis, and I got here at 10 and had breakfast. And I've never done this before. I've never gone to a protest or to protect anybody. And I did my time, and I just felt the need to go. Having seen some of the video, some of the raw footage, my expectations, I'm going to be wet. It's going to be cold, a lot colder than it is in here in Oregon. And a pretty good chance I'll take a rubber bullet or have a concussion grenade. I saw that picture of that poor girl with the grenade hit to her arm, and I'm like, okay, yeah, they're just flat out using terrorist tactics, and they're just without caring. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be a rough, rough time. So I don't really know how well prepared I'm going to be to deal with, like, the cold and everything. I'll be there with everybody else, with my brothers and sisters, sticking it out.
This group of dedicated Native American veterans is planning to spend at least a week at Standing Rock, and Paul Rowland has promised to keep us updated on what's going on there. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.